Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now in the studio with me is John Fardy, the presenter of Screen Time. What have you chosen this week, John?
I've chosen something that I've found wildly entertaining. All 8 episodes of it. I just finished the last one last night. By God, it's good. I better tell you what it's called. It's called Black Rabbit, which is the name of a pub restaurant. Well, it's more a restaurant, but it is a bar as well in New York. Incidentally, there is a bar in downtown New York called the Dead Rabbit, not to be confused with a school friend of mine, co-owns. That's neither here nor there, but
okay.
This is called the Black Rabbit.
So you don't think that the Black Rabbit is modelled on your pal's bar?
I don't think so, but you know, I mean, if I don't want to trouble any defamation lawyers, but maybe we should think about this. But
I liked it. The vibe of the place. I've only watched one episode,
right.
And the vibe of that place. You wish there was one local to us so we could all go.
Absolutely, because I'm sure people will text in going, we have a place just like that. But the vibe of it is a lovely place to eat, but also a lovely place to have a drink. And it is rumoured to be based on various places in New York from a couple of years ago. But who knows about that? That's kind of tangential to what it's really about. So we have two brothers in an almost Cain and Abel style relationship. We have Jake, played by the great Jude Law, and we have Vince, played by the great Justin Bateman, who have all done brilliant things over the years. And they're both into their 50s now, and they bring a kind of world weariness to the roles. And Jude Law's character, Jake, is they're two brothers, and they had a rough childhood. It's intimated they had an alcoholic father. They were in a band when they were kids that may or may not have been going anywhere. But the problem always was Vince. Jason Bateman's character is just never able to finalize the deal of anything he
ever
does.
Now, he is the drummer.
You know,
they say about drummers in bands, but very few of them actually make it to the front.
What is it? It might be from Spinal Tap. You never hear the phrase, she's with the drummer. But Sting said the same thing about bass players. But yeah, he's the guy at the back. Jude Law is the more handsome front man. But the band didn't work out because of Jason Bateman's character. So they start a restaurant later on, and then we subsequently find that goes belly up. But when the show begins, there's a lot in this. They are in the aforementioned restaurant. Jude Law is celebrating their great success, and there's a robbery. And that's where the series nearly ends. And then we move a month back. Jason Bateman's character is in Reno, losing lots of money, getting robbed over a stamp collection in a book. Bizarre stuff. Jude Law brings him back into the fold. And madness ensues. Now we
was a bit. I got as far as when they say 1 month earlier, and suddenly you're back in time. What was going on at the bar that night was something I'm not sure. Do we do these kind of things here? It was kind of a trunk showcase of watches.
Yeah, exactly. Which was bizarre. But you see that we don't really do that. And they were standing up showing off the Rolexes. That becomes a very important part of the plot. And what I said there sounded kind of complicated and starting at the end, but it isn't. Once you get into it, this will grab you by the seat of the pants. I better give you a flavour of this. This will give you a sense of just kind of the relationship they have. They love each other, but they're both kind of screw-ups, particularly Bateman's character, so they're constantly at each other.
You bet mom's money on the Knicks.
A lot of people bet the Knicks, Jake. They're a professional basketball team.
And the money you got from the restaurant?
It's the one you and Naveen kicked me out of?
Yeah, bailed you out. Bailed you out. Saved your fucking ass. You gambled that too, right? Then you go down to Junior, take a loan on the house, you bet it again, lost it all. And then you skip town. Sound right?
Sounds like the least favorable way you could possibly phrase it, but yeah, you're all caught up.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, he'll do anything for his brother, but he kind of, you're a screw up.
Yeah, exactly. I do anything for love, but I won't do that, as Meatloaf would say. The thing about it is, what really gets this show going is the chemistry and the tension between the two of them. Because Bateman's character comes back and he's going to give him one last go. And initially we think this is going to work out, yet we know it's not going to because of the way it starts. Now, that's only skimming the surface. What turns out is Bateman is in a hole to these gangsters, basically. And running a restaurant, as we know from The Bear, taking outside money to do anything is never a good idea. So about 3 minutes into him being back involved in this restaurant, the SH1T hits the fan.
I have 20. 20.
Easy.
And I can give you that every week.
Every week until we're whole.
No.
What does he say?
He says he knows you. He trusts you because you're smart.
Thank you.
So we'll do it. 20 grand a week until we're square.
Yeah.
But if you're late, one single day, if you come to us and you say, oh, hey, Joe, I'm so sorry. I mean, that's it. There's no conversation.
Yeah.
All right? The restaurant, it's ours.
The restaurant? That's... No.
He's calling the shots now, you see? First payment's due Monday.
4 days? That's not a week? What? It's not a week.
He said, see? I told him you were smart.
The threat.
Yeah. And this is full of threats. One of the criticisms it's getting is that it's too grim.
Well, it's made by the same people who made Bear.
No, right? It's made by the same people who made Ozark, but it's very much in the style of Bear. Like, watching TV in recent years, you would never open a restaurant or a bar if your education about the culinary arts was based on TVs on streamers, because it never ends well, you know?
Some of the comments coming in, Black Rabbit starts out as an interesting-looking drama, but quickly loses the plot. It would have been better as a tight 4-episode series. I ended up shouting at the TV as characters repeatedly make the same mistakes.
But that's the whole point of it, you know? That's what makes drama good, people making the wrong mistakes. And I get what that person is saying up to an extent, but then I'm diametrically opposed to them, because I felt as it went on, you just wanted to watch the next one and the next one. It's gripping drama. There's a whole other host of characters we haven't got into. So Jude Law is, let's say, falling in love with his business partner's wife. Jason Bateman's character has a daughter he hasn't seen in a long time who's a tattoo artist. There is moves to possibly take the restaurant off them by other people. There is a waitress who refuses to come into work for various serious reasons, which are revealed. There is the hitmen or the henchmen of the people they owe the money to. And yet all these people, in a way, I don't want to say they're underwritten, but they pale in comparison to the two brothers.
Interesting text here. Jason Bateman deserves an award for his brilliant performance. A great portrayal of a horrible person. Another one. Great show again, chosen by John. Thoroughly enjoying it. Jason Bateman is excellent and interesting with the Ozark link with Laura Linney directing.
Yeah, and she did a couple of episodes. And Jason Bateman looks like awful in this. He's no disrespect to people with long hair. His is unwashed and he has this scraggy beard. And, you know, he's losing the run of himself in his physical appearance as well.
It reminds me of Slow Horses. You know, did you see what Prince William said to Gary Oldman when he was knighting him?
I did.
I feel like I want to wash you.
Yeah.
Give you a good shower.
You know it's back.
I've just started watching
it
again.
It's brilliant again. It's absolutely brilliant. And Gary Oldman is in the highest form possible and is crankier and more flatulent than he's ever been before. But I'm getting off Black Rabbit. I'm glad most people seem to be enjoying it. It has that magic thing of you keep watching. And Jude Law, like, he's having a late blooming moment. He had some issues, you know, when there was the whole thing with a babysitter and stuff. He didn't have great press and all that. He's brilliant as a guy who's lived a life playing this, struggling to hold on. It is dark, but, you know, if you're looking for, I don't know, escapism, watch the new Posh Spice documentary on Netflix.
Black Rabbit, one of the best I've seen in years, says another amazing show of love and how much damage child trauma can cause. Screen time this week, John?
Yes, I have the great Rebecca Ferguson, star of Dune and Mission Impossible, on a new movie called House of Dynamite. We've all the week's new releases, which include a very strange movie called Good Boy about a dog who is the protagonist of a horror movie, and a great new Irish film called A Wanton Horror.
John Faraday, presenter of Screen Time, thank you very much. And that's all we've time for. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the Newstalk app.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.